Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we looked at the shame that would belong to a pastor if he were to preach heresy, doctrinal error, from the pulpit. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
They're transitioning from what is actually true and right to be something else. That's what a heretic does. A heretic, he advocates for something that is not the normal from God and God's word, but rather man's meanderings. But see what these people do, the reason they go these other directions, they don't believe that the Holy Spirit has the power. No longer does he have the power to overcome the present day movements by preaching God's word as it is to men as they are. Yet God's imperative command is for preachers to preach the word. Oh, the shame and loss of reward of those people and pastors who not only left the right and holy way, but thunder against it, and they mock it. They scorn it. And that is regardless of who stands in the pulpit. They are just out there to change things. Be sure to search the scriptures to see if these things are so. As Acts 17:11 says, one says the people of Berea were more noble than those of Thessalonica, and that they searched the scripture to see whether those things were so that they were teaching. You know who was teaching? Who was preaching? The Apostle Paul. Paul, in those writings, by the Holy Spirit telling them to write these words down, they are more noble. They search the scriptures, make sure this is truth. Look, search the scriptures. If you're listening to my radio program, search the scriptures to see if they line up. Search the scriptures in your church. When they preach, take notes, listen to it. And search the scriptures to make sure it lines up. And usually the Holy Spirit of God will kind of make you understand something's wrong here. And when you get that feeling something's wrong with what was just said, it's best to go in and search the word and see, why do I have that feeling? And ask God to show you. Ask God to show you. So that you're not deceived in that manner by the devil, whether it might be right and you thought, well, no, that's wrong because the way he said it. I remember when Pensacola Christian College first came out taking their stand for the King James Version, a man came up complaining to me, and he just says, I don't like the way they attacked Bob Jones University. I said, well, there was nothing in that tape that mentioned Bob Jones's name. I said, I don't know if you listened to it, but I did. I've listened to it several times, and there was nothing about the name of Bob Jones University in it. Well, then I don't like the way they said it. Okay. So he couldn't argue the one thing, but then the other thing was he didn't like the way in which he said it. Now, isn't that spiritual? There may be people that like the way I speak. There may be people that hate the way I speak. But really, the matter that is most important is, are we speaking the truth? There are people like Apollos. There are people that like Paul. Apollos is probably the better orator, but Paul had the deepest knowledge. But God used both of those men. Don't compare preachers like you do racehorses, okay? God gives them each different gifts. The important thing is not to compare them to how they line up with somebody else, because that's usually a judgment on your part, and that's not God's part. And secondly, God gifts people differently. But God has a purpose in doing that. If you got two kinds of them like that are preaching the truth in your life, you're not there to judge their thou, you're there to receive the word that they're preaching if they're staying true to the word of God. But always search the scripture to see if the things that are being said are so. I had a lady leave our church one time because she said all you do is preach Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, the word of God. It's just Bible, Bible, Bible each time. People aren't going to get saved if you just preach Bible. People get tired of that. That's all we hear. And I don't even invite people to church anymore. I haven't brought anybody to church in a long time. And I could say at least she's telling the truth there. Because I never seen her at a visitation. I don't know that I ever saw her bring somebody to church. So I don't think I ever saw her bring somebody in that she'd led to the Lord if she had led anybody to the Lord. So she may have been telling the truth on that. But we did get people saved just preaching the Word of God, preaching verse by verse, that they thought was so terrible, should never take place in a church. And yes, that's the ridiculousness you come across as a pastor if you're going to stay true to the Word. But you begin to see these things just happen. Well, keep the scriptures in your heart so that you won't be deceived. Those who go from the Word of God, those who were at one time standing strong to the Word and had standards, let me just say it in plain English from the Word of God. They are heretics. They have movements now that are training pastors to take their churches from the King James Version. That's because the King James Version teaches the old way, it teaches the truth, teaches righteousness, and it does not give liberty to their flesh that they want. And so, they want to take people from that. And that's not right, that's evil. But if their heart's not right, then it's understandable why they do that. Because they don't want anything that's going to be convicting them themselves. If they can study the word to preach, they're going to see that they're getting slapped in the face daily on that thing. By the way, I prepare for sermons. I study, try to study hard. And yet I find many times the sermons were meant for me more than it was for the people. Because God hits me pretty hard in the stomach on that, on some of those things. So again, don't get caught up in their false ways. Those are ways that fit the definition of a heretic. The Greek word for heretic is also here in the continuing tense, showing they do this and they are continuing. They're unrelenting in doing this and in pursuing this. They're a heretic because the old, preach the word, the old, be ye holy, for I the Lord your God am holy. Get rid of those standards, they say. Now, you don't preach the word, you've got to get some psychology and philosophy in there. Look, God's way is the best. And so, you just keep on preaching the word. But a heretic is somebody who goes outside the norm. Well, say, so, well, that's going outside that is normal for today. No, I'm not talking about the norm for mankind. The norm for mankind is depravity. And I'm talking about the norm from God, His instruction, and the Word of God. That's the norm I'm talking about. So, trying to bring in their heresy, they're a heretic. Anytime they get a new youth director, I found this to be true here. Whenever I get a new youth director, a new principal, a new administrator, or somebody that has a new job with us that has a position of leadership and authority, you might say, there will always be someone who will want to take them out to lunch or go to them to let them know how excited they are that they are here. We have needed you here for a long time, and then tell him how we need to change the standards, the music. You know, you mean hymn music? We got to stay with hymn music? Okay. Well, they don't want to get away from that hymn music. They want to get away from those actually Bible songs that were made, built on the Word of God and have a godly sound to it and not a nightclub sound to it. So, but they get in. And they want to begin telling people, you know, that's what we should do about this. Now, our text tells us in verse 10 what we should do about that, okay? A man that is a heretic, after the first and second admonition, reject. Now, you've listened to him. You know it doesn't line up with the Word of God. You know it brings in the world. It says reject. But you do give him a chance. You give him a first admonition, and you give him a second admonition. But you don't give them a platform to be heard. Satan's power can deceive others by that heretic. He may be a good wordsmith, and Satan gives him his words that can really, just like Eve, deceive even Christians. And so, that man may be the one that Satan is presently using to infect the church. Now, he said after the first and second admonition. So, we don't say, well, let's just give up on that person and run him off who brings in this heresy. Rather, give at least two admonitions. This heretic is teaching the opposite of what is true, so you do need to deal with it. They're teaching the opposite of biblical truth. They teach the opposite of righteousness and true holiness. So don't give a platform to that kind of a person. They have these people have a platform. They call it social media. So they have their own platform. And sometimes I have people, you know what they said about you on Facebook this week? You know what they said about you? And I just kind of said, nah, it doesn't matter what they said. God knows. And that's pretty well true. Now, sometimes I do like to hear it. I just kind of get a kick out of having a good laugh. And so when they tell and make these accusations, then it's just sometimes it's God just gives you that ability to laugh at it, because the Bible even tells about God laughing that day of judgment at the people that really thought they'd put one over on God. So those things go on social media. That's their platform. But do try to reach them to give them an admonition at least twice to get them in using the Word of God, especially if they reject the Word of God. They reject righteousness. They reject standard. Then if they don't respond after the first and second admonition, then we're to reject them. You might say, we call it churching people. Church discipline needs to be put in place in that kind of a case.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firm me stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.